Hello and welcome to Inspiration Sounds, the weekly radio show and podcast featuring the stories by Sri Chinmoy. Today you're listening to episode 27 and to more stories from the book Garden of the Soul. Now, by way of an introduction to these stories, I wanted to read a part of Sri Chinmoy's introduction to the very book. He writes, "Inside each of us, there is a beautiful flower garden. This is the garden of the soul. Here we can enjoy the fragrance of each and every flower and discover the true beauty and boundless freedom of our inner selves. With every lesson we learn from life, our soul garden grows and glows. Ultimately, the peace, light, and happiness fragrance of our individual gardens will spread throughout the length and breadth of the world." The lessons presented in this book are simple, yet they speak eternal truths. Love God and serve Him inside humanity. Seek inner peace. Cultivate simplicity, sincerity, purity, and humility. Still the restless mind. Expand the heart. Many are stories from India's ancient past. Others relate episodes in the lives of some of humanity's great figures. I feel that these wise lessons from the East are timeless and truly universal. It is with great love that I share them with readers in the West. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm Budsamudra Knox, and these are the stories from the heart of the world. The Astrologer Fulfills His Prophecies, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. When a young man's parents died, they left him a great deal of money. He was quite rich and didn't have to work. Instead of working, he enjoyed hobbies. One day he was interested in music. The next day, he wanted to be a great tennis player. The next day, it was something else. Because he couldn't stick to anything, he accomplished nothing at all. He wallowed in the pleasures of wealth and wasted money. But he didn't worry because he still had plenty of money. He started casting horoscopes and telling people what would happen in the future. Nobody took him seriously because astrology was only another hobby for him. But everybody liked to hear what he had to say. As long as he didn't create any problems, nobody minded. One day, his uncle came to visit him looking very sad. The young man asked his uncle, "Why are you so sad?" His uncle said, "I am sad because I don't have any money. I am in tremendous financial difficulty." The young man replied, "Let me take a look at your horoscope. Let's see what the future holds." When the astrologer looked at his uncle's horoscope, he said, "I see that in a month's time, by a stroke of luck, you will get all the money you need." The uncle asked, "Are you sure?" The young man replied, "Your horoscope clearly indicates that you will. I can see it. I'm certain your financial difficulties will end in a month's time." The uncle was very happy to hear that he would get some money. He waited day after day, but nothing happened. On the last day of the month, the uncle happened to be passing by his nephew's house. The young man was in front of his house, and the uncle said to him, "A month has passed and I haven't gotten any money. Why do you fool people like this? For God's sake, give up this astrology business. You were not meant to be an astrologer." The young man said, "Uncle, I told you to wait for 1 month. The month is not yet over." The uncle said, "You are so stupid. Today is the last day. Who is going to give me money? No one. Either you are a fool or a liar. You know nothing about astrology." The young man replied, Yes, I do. I do. And I know that you will get the money. The day isn't over yet. Then the so-called astrologer went into another room and came back with a large amount of money. He handed it to his uncle and said, "Look, my prophecy is true."
"Yes, your prophecy has come true. I am so grateful to you."
At that moment, a schoolteacher happened to be passing by. The schoolteacher didn't see the nephew giving money to his uncle. He only overheard the uncle praising his astrologer nephew because the prophecy had come true. Now, for some time, the teacher had been thinking of going to this astrologer to have his daughter's horoscope cast. So the teacher approached the young man and said,
"I've got a problem. It is now time for my daughter's marriage. Can you tell me if there's a chance for her to find a good husband? I'd like her to marry a rich, well-educated man so that she won't have to worry about her future."
The young man looked at the daughter's horoscope and said, "In 2 months' time, you will find the perfect husband for your daughter. From her horoscope, I can see that she is a good girl. You will find the right person to marry her." The teacher was excited and began preparing for his daughter's wedding. He even hired a special cook and servants for the ceremony. Meanwhile, the days were passing, and still he hadn't found a suitable husband for his daughter. But he had such faith in the young astrologer that he believed something would happen. Finally, when the 2 months were almost up, the man went back to the astrologer and said,
"Are you sure that my daughter will be married? I have made all the preparations. I've arranged for a priest and hired extra servants. I've bought jewellery for her wedding. But I haven't found a bridegroom. What will happen if your prophecy does not come true?"
The astrologer said, "Why do you have to worry? In this village, is there anybody who is richer than I am? And do you not think I am handsome? Do you not think I am well educated? The teacher said,
"You? How can I expect you to marry my daughter?"
The astrologer replied, "Why not?
Since you are rich, handsome, and kind-hearted, will you marry my daughter?"
The young man said, "Of course, of course. You don't have to worry. We'll be married tomorrow." So the astrologer married the teacher's daughter, and in this way he kept his promise and made his prophecy come true. His new wife was very smart. She had heard how her husband had given money to his uncle because his prophecy wasn't coming true, and she knew that he had to marry her in order to make his next prophecy come true. So she said,
"I won't allow you to continue with this occupation. Since you have so much money, you don't have to work. But you do have to give up casting horoscopes because you don't know anything about astrology. If you really love me, then you'll have to give it up. You are the richest person in the village, the zamindar. You have so many servants. If occasionally you go to the fields to supervise, then our servants will do a better job and we'll have a bumper crop. This can be your job."
So every day, the young man would spend a few hours looking after the fields. The workers were very happy that he was showing such an interest in their work. The young man was happy knowing that he was accomplishing something positive each day. He had a reason to rise out of bed each morning. After 3 months, his uncle came again to him and said,
"Nephew, again I'm in need of money. Can you cast my horoscope and see if there is any hope for me to get some money?"
The uncle was hoping that his nephew would again give him money to fulfill his own prophecy. The young man said,
"Oh, I'm sorry. I've given up casting horoscopes. My wife said I was no good at it.
so I gave it up. The Scholar's Four Questions, written by Srichan Moy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was once a great scholar. Everybody in the kingdom appreciated him because he was so learned. Unfortunately, in spite of his great learning, he had great pride. One day the scholar put on a gold necklace and went to the palace of another king. He said,
"Whoever can defeat me in wisdom will get this necklace. I challenge everybody."
All the scholars in that particular kingdom had heard about the scholar and they were afraid they would lose, so they would not accept his challenge. The king was very sad that nobody would accept the challenge. Finally, the court jester said, "Ha ha ha! I accept your challenge!" The king had almost surrendered to the scholar, but thought it would be amusing to see his jester compete. He believed he was only a joker and would not be able to win the necklace. The court jester said, "Ha ha ha! I will ask you four questions. If you answer any of my questions correctly, then you will lose. But if all your answers are incorrect, then I will accept defeat and the king will give you anything you want." Then the court jester asked his first question. "Where do you come from?" The scholar said,
"I live here."
This was incorrect, since he came from another kingdom. So, by giving the wrong answer, the scholar passed the first test. The jester's second question was,
"How long have you been here?" 3 years,
the scholar said, which was also incorrect. Still, the court jester was unable to trick him. The third time, the jester asked,
"Our king is good, kind and generous. Do you agree?"
The scholar said,
"Your king? What are you saying? It's totally wrong. Your king is undivine and very unkind."
So again, the scholar passed the test. The court jester said,
"It seems that I can't defeat you. How many questions have I asked you so far?"
The scholar said,
"You have asked me 3 questions, and you have one more. If I do not answer it correctly, you will lose."
The court jester cried out,
"Look! The scholar has lost! He has answered this question correctly!"
So the scholar gave his necklace to the court jester, and the jester immediately gave it to the king. The scholar's pride was totally smashed. He said,
"I will never come to your kingdom to challenge anybody again."
All the scholars were very impressed by the court jester's cleverness. They knew that they would not have been able to defeat the great scholar. The jester said,
"Pah! You see, when great scholars are not alert, they lose. Had he been alert, he could have saved himself."
Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds. This has been episode 27. Now, next week, here on Inspiration Sounds, we shall once again journey to those wonderful books entitled The Great Indian Meals. There's around about 8 or 10 books in the series, so we have a lot of material to choose from for next week. And most of them are traditional Indian stories and parables that have been handed down from generation to generation, from mother to child and so forth. So I hope you'll join me then next Sunday here on Inspiration Sounds. But until then, I hope you have a great week. I'm still Budsamudra. Goodbye.